over the overview. All right, so we have gotten in our bids. Let's see. First,
yes, hold on. Christian,
I have not.
Oh, hold on, Christian, hold on a sec.
Okay. Well, welcome to the annual bond sale. It's good to be in the Louis Goldstein building, of course. It's always wonderful to be back here. I recall more time here when I was General Services Secretary than now, with various issues with old buildings.
You're focused here now.
Yes, okay, good. It's still a challenge, I'm quite sure. Earlier this month, the three bond rating agencies reaffirmed Maryland's AAA bond rating. We're one of only 12 states to have received that rating, and that's a recognition of the leadership of our state in terms of watching over the taxpayers' dollars. The three agencies noted our sound budgeting and strong financial controls and prudent debt management. I want to thank the treasurer, with the comptroller, but I guess he'll be here in a few minutes, and Secretary Brinkley, who's not here, for their collaboration, without which we wouldn't have received that AAA bond rating. So the issuing today is $490 million in state general obligation bonds in two series, the first being $265 million and the second $225 million. And so, with that, let's return to what has happened to our sale.
All right.
Or I should say, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Madam Treasurer, did you?
No, I think you said it very well. We want to see what the answer is.
Okay.
Christian, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Christian. My name is Christian Lund. I'm the Director of Debt Management for the Treasurer's Office.
I thought you had one name. But
yeah.
Actually,
Christian, yeah. So we have already received bids for both tranches of bonds that we're selling today. The first set of bids came in at 10:30. The other ones just came in at 11. For the first tranche, Bank of America was the low bidder with a TIC of about 1.78.
And the first tranche, as I understand it, is made up of bonds with a shorter term.
Oh,
exactly. Which is why they're
the difference.
Exactly. Right. So as you can see here, these maturity dates go from 22 to 29. If we go over to the second tranche, which is over here on the right side of the screen, Citi was a little bitter with a TIC that looks much higher at 2.71, but when you look at the results, you see that the maturities are from 2030 to 2034. So we're paying more because those are just longer loans.
Right.
So we've already confirmed the first bid, we've verified that. We need to go back and verify the second bid, and once we do that, we will come back and we can and we'll ask y'all to approve the low bidders.
Thank you.
Very exciting. All right, we're going off the record, just so you know. Back on record.
We have received the bids from the rating agency, from the bond houses, and they're good. Thanks to the rating agencies, AAA bond rating, and that, of course, thanks to Maryland's strong economy, workforce, and governmental process. So I would move that the board adopt the resolutions before us today concerning the state and local facilities loan of 2019 first series. In particular, I move that the board ratify and approve the preliminary official statement dated March 19, 2019, the summary notice of sale for the 2019 first series bonds published in the bond buyer on March 15, 2019, and the resolutions adopted by the board on March 6, 2019, with respect to the bonds. I would ask for a second and a vote on that resolution.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Secondly, I move that the Bank of America Merrill Lynch be declared the successful bidder for the Group 1 of the first series tax-exempt bonds in the aggregate principal amount of $265,040,000, subject to resizing as provided in the official notice of sale with a net premium of $53,266,808.25 and a true interest cost of 1.778937%. And I further move that the first group of the first series bonds be issued in the amounts and maturities and that the interest rates and prices set forth in the successful bid for the bonds.
Second. Second now.
All those in favor?
Yes.
And third, I move that Citigroup Global Markets, Incorporated, be declared the successful bidder for Group 2 of the first series tax-exempt bonds in the aggregate principal amount of $244,960,000, subject to resizing as provided in the official notice of sale, and with a net premium of $38,836,707.15, and a true interest cost of 2.708264%. And further move that the second group of the first series bonds be issued in the amounts and maturities, and that the interest rates and prices set forth in the successful bid for the bonds.
Second.
All those in favor?
Where do I sign?
And I move that the board authorize and approve the issuance of the final official statement for the bonds.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
So, Treasurer, you can, if you want to look, you can go back, and Christine can show you all the bids. Your question about who, there you go. That's where who everyone.
City wasn't as aggressive.
Right. So interesting. But they were neck and neck.
Yeah,
the other
one. Bank of America
came pretty close.
Are those three?
I've already signed.
All right, Mr. Thank you, Mr.
You have to sign those.
Open it up. We're done.
Yeah, I don't have a.
Thank you, everybody, for attending. The one item.